Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. We're going to continue our five-part series on retirement throughout the ages and a look at what American workers in various age categories are doing or not doing with regard to retirement planning. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Institute, Transamerica Institute, is here with us to share some the findings of the 16th annual survey of more than 4,500 workers across the United States. Today, we're going to talk about 40-somethings. These are those who endured the Great Recession and now are dealing with all those complex issues of balancing work and life and children and college and possibly aging parents. How are they doing, Catherine, in terms of their retirement planning?
40-somethings are feeling financially frazzled. Of all the age ranges in the survey, they're the group that I am the most worried about. They're in their sandwich years, and in many ways, they're kind of silently struggling. 40-somethings also represent the critical mass of Generation Xers. And in the news, we hear all sorts of stories about baby boomers and millennials. In Gen X, we don't hear as much about, and they're at a really critical point in their lives in terms of saving and planning for retirement. And frankly, they are behind the eight ball.
Well, I found it fascinating that only 10% of those in their 40s are very confident that they're going to be able to fully retire with a fairly comfortable lifestyle. And 22% cite paying off credit card debt as the greatest financial priority.
The debt they acquired in hard times along the way. We can't underestimate the effects of the recession on American workers, especially those in their 40s and even older. As we look at their retirement confidence, their story really starts to come into picture. Some good news is they are focused on saving. Among those who are offered a 401k or similar plan, 4 out of 5 are saving. That's good news. The not so good news is they're not saving enough. They're only saving about 7% of their annual pay.
And you want to be saving about 10%. That's just to make it clear.
At least 10% or more, because they've got some catching up to do. To give you an example, the median total household retirement savings among 40-somethings is just $63,000. And we know that they're going to need a lot more than that to retire on. So they've really got to focus on how can they increase their savings. And one other thing that we found in the survey is almost 1 in 4 have taken a loan or early withdrawal from the retirement plan. And loans and early withdrawals can severely inhibit the growth of a nest egg over time.
Right. So what are these 40-somethings, what advice can we offer them to get back on track and gain some level of confidence as they look forward to the next 25, 30 years or more?
40-somethings absolutely positively have to take a very close look in the financial mirror and really understand what their financial picture looks like. It is, in many ways, a psychological equivalent to stepping on the scale for the first time if you haven't done that in a long time or decades. It's a scary proposition, but from there, you can start calculating needs, understanding where your savings shortfalls are going to be, and then finding ways to bridge the gap.
Well, good advice. Thanks, as always, Catherine, for the insights you provide here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker, your host.